Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we have another one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, they won't learn, so we get more material that I get to share with you guys. Now, heed my warning. Drop this in the comment section. And this article was published on the 13th of March. Woman allegedly shot to death by husband in front of their children in California. California. One of the most liberal bastions of complete and utter shit in this country. Everything is, oh, we need to ban guns. Oh, we need to do this. Oh, we need to do that. Then you have the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Yeah. Then they have this absolutely insane plan saying that they're going to give black residents $5 million in reparations. How the hell are they going to do that? You know what? Another topic for another time, but that's just more insane news that's going down out here in California. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Filipino-American mother, paying that, was allegedly shot to death by her husband in front of their children in Daly City, California. According to the Daly City Police, Frances Kendra Lucero, 27, got into a heated argument with her husband, Romeo Narag, also 27, on their way home from a family dinner on March 6th. Narag allegedly pulled a 9mm handgun and shot Lucero as she ran toward their home near the Westlake Shopping Center at around 7:30 p.m. Lucero, who reportedly had 4 bullet wounds, was fatally shot in front of her 2 children. It should be their children, aged 3 and 4. Notice something. They always say it's her children, not their children. However, let me go ahead and put this possibility out. Maybe he came into a stepdad situation. Or maybe it's possible some way, somehow, he found out the kids weren't his. Now, that could have been a reason for an extremely heated argument. But as of right now, that's only speculation. Narag was immediately arrested and charged with termination and child endangerment. He has been booked into the San Mateo County Jail, where he awaits his court hearing on March 16th. Lucero's children, who are currently under the care of her family, are undergoing social worker evaluation. Social workers, another pool of scum that completely and totally fuck up children and, by extension, families. Now, of course, They do the typical lamestream thing of saying, oh, she was such a good woman. She loved kids. Blah, 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 blah. When are we ever going to get an article? I know this is a pipe dream, but, you know, one can dream. But when are we ever going to get an article that says a woman who got taken offline by her boyfriend or her husband was actually a real bitch? Yeah. Now, let's take a trip back in time to a particular article that I covered involving, excuse me, the silent slicer. You guys remember that woman who got done in, right? Who got stabbed like over 50-something times and was stuffed into a gym bag? Remember, the lamestream media did all they could to paint that woman in a positive light. Oh, she loved dogs. Oh, she was doing this, blah, 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 blah. But what happened when the truth came out? What happened when those skeletons in her closet came out? That's right. They found out the guy who actually did her in was her side dude that she'd been cheating with for years. You saw what happened to that story, right? They buried that shit quick as hell. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Remember, gents, the more of a positive spin that they try to put on the woman, the darker the secret she has in her closet. But, like I said, it's possible that maybe this guy found out that the kids were not actually his. Hey, once again, that's just speculation on my part. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in front of their home. Gotta give them a 10. Method of execution, the 9 milli. So I gotta give that one a 5. Psychological impact, I gotta give this one a 15 because the minor children saw what happened. And for the brutality factor, he shot her multiple times, 4 times to be exact. So yeah, I gotta go ahead and give that a 10 as well. So Romier, 9 milli Narog, gets a score of 40. Once again, we have another woman who she let her mouth and her emotions cloud her judgment, especially being in a situation where the children were involved. Thank goodness the children did not end up being collateral damage as well. But I particularly like the fact that they had to pin her as a Filipina American. Gentlemen, I think we all know, more than likely, she was born here, but being Filipina, this proves beyond a shadow of a doubt, just like Kimchi Karen, we all know who she is. She came after Mr. Elite, or the content creator formerly known as Mr. Elite. He's now the well-traveled bachelor, but it is the Western mindset that utterly corrupts foreign-born women. Yeah, Kimchi Karen, little does she know, she was the perfect example as to why not to bring an American, a foreign-born woman who becomes Americanized. She was the greatest poster child of that scenario. Now, this woman, hey, she could have been born here or she could have immigrated over here. More than likely, I'm just going to say she was probably born here. But still, had she stuck to her Filipina roots and calmed the situation down, she'd still be drawing breath on this earth. However, it is this Western mindset of, oh, I'm going to argue with you. Oh, I'm going to get into a heated debate with you. Oh, I can do this and you're not going to do anything about it. Oh, no, ladies. Oh, no. No, no, no. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think. And I have to give Chronic Blast his dues, because he brought something up that might end up being a good start of a new series, aka the little brother of HMT, called The Fuck Around and Find Out Files, aka the FAFO Files, which will be what? Non-relationship people who get into it, i.e. a guy decides, you know what? This girl done got in my face. She's offended me. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put hands on her. Yep. Women who decide to put hands on men, and men actually strike back. Men actually give them the equality that they claim that they want. The true equality, i.e., you put hands on me. Oh, yeah. You're going to get these paws. Yeah. These hands are going to be now rated E for everybody. So, yeah, I'm going to look into that. Do you guys think that's a good idea? I think it's a good idea. So, yeah, if you have any articles of dudes just, you know, giving women that work, hey, send them on over so we can get this ball rolling. And with that being said, women around the world, particularly you Western women, the power you think you have is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are not going to start taking matters into their own hands has gone out right along with it, as every episode of Hockey Mask Time completely demonstrates. When you, woman, become the bane of a man's life, guess what? All bets are off. He's going in the cage. You're going in that pine box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.